Hey, thanks for dropping by to the Planners on Purpose podcast, created by Naomi Tucker, CMP. Now, this space is for the event planners to encourage and empower you so that you can fully live your life on purpose. So before we dig in, please take a moment to subscribe so you get future shows. Now, here she comes, your host, Naomi.
If you're a meeting and event professional and want to level up your career, getting your Certified Meeting Professional designation, also known as your CMP, might be the best route to give you the boost that you need. And in this episode, I'm going to give you five really good reasons why getting your CMP is important. If you're looking for your next opportunity to elevate your career, or you may have been wanting to check that box on getting your CMP, then this episode is going to be great for you. Hi, I'm Naomi Tucker, and I help event professionals go from event stress to event success. In this podcast, I share burnout prevention techniques, productivity tips, and leadership strategies to empower you to be a planner on purpose. So whether you are new here or you've been around for a while, welcome. So glad to have you here. Now, speaking of making things easier, I want to help you put the ease in getting your CMP. And one of the ways that I can help you do this is by helping you realize why it's important that you get it. So why is it CMP pretty important to your career in the event industry? Well, let me give you five reasons why. Now, my first reason why is that the CMP offers you a full-scale foundational knowledge about the event industry. Yes. Now, before you take the exam, you do have to show that you have a minimum level of experience and educational credit. However, as you're working towards acceptance and towards your exam date, you will have to review much of the material that's provided by the Events Industry Council, and they are the providers of the exam. The materials that are provided are so thorough, and it gives you such an in-depth look at the event industry. There's terminology, great examples, diagrams, charts, visuals on everything that you need to plan an event. From conceptualizing the goals and objectives with your stakeholders to designing the room and even selecting the appropriate technologies. If you work as an event planner, you want to learn about how you can bring more value, and the information that you learn while you're studying for the exam can do that. And even if you are a supplier and you're listening to this and you are looking towards getting your CMP too, perhaps you want to be globally recognized and have a designation that any planner that sees that can understand that you know what you're talking about. So regardless if you're an event planner or you're an event supplier, you will find more than enough information in studying for this CMP exam to not only secure your foundational knowledge, but also to expand it, which is a very exciting opportunity for you. In my recent CMP study group, one of the students mentioned how amazed they were at how much information was available in studying for the exam. There was so much information that they did not know, and they were excited to learn and start implementing some of those things that they've gained insights in while doing the study group in their business. That was so very exciting for not only the student to realize, but then also for me to be able to see. And hopefully you'll have a similar takeaway if you choose to get your CMP. Now, my second reason is that getting your CMP will encourage the pathway of you being an advocate for the industry. With over 70% of CMPs being tenured professionals, it shows that those event planners and professionals that enjoy and love this industry are in it for the long haul. They love it. They see this industry designation as one that can help showcase their dedication to the industry. In doing that, many event professionals enjoy the industry, and for the love of it, they are just hardcore advocates. And when this happens, it just opens up another world of community, engagement, and mentorship. the third reason in you getting your CNP and why it's important to your career is that it gives you access for leadership and promotion opportunities. Many companies now look for individuals that have a CNP as a mandatory entry point for getting a position at their organization. Additionally, getting your CNP can be seen as a step of initiative into growth by getting this designation. It can also provide opportunities for promotion. And also, if you're a natural leader, you might find that you will be a mentor for others that are looking to get their CNP, or perhaps they may need your insight based off of your knowledge and expertise. You know, the CNP also enhances your salary and your value so that you can gain more valuable customers that value the education that you now have. That is an excellent fourth reason for getting your CNP. Many say that you can see or perhaps position yourself for a salary increase of at least $10,000 or higher in getting this designation. Now, that's something to look forward to, or it's helpful because it allows you to understand the value that you bring should you move up in your role or step towards another opportunity. Finally, getting your CNP gives you a boost of confidence so that you can move forward in making changes in your department and in your industry. The nice thing about getting this certified meeting professional designation is that it is made for and by other CNPs. And over the years, the materials and the exam have been updated to flow with the growth of the industry. You see, many of these enhancements in the current materials, and you'll be confident in knowing that when you're studying for your CNP, you're getting relevant information that's up to date and that you can take it and learn and make any enhancements that you need in your company or your role. That's the benefit of learning. You'll always find some insights that can help make your life easier or that you can give to others. And you know, when they see you as a resource of information that can help them, that opens up much more for you too. Well, there you have it. Five reasons why getting your CNP is important for your career. And if you're interested in getting the CNP study group provided by Planners on Purpose, I'll have the links for you in the description. And on that note, have a wonderful day, afternoon, or evening, whatever it may be. And until next time, stay on purpose.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like button and tell us how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a message in the comments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.